Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mahoney. Do you have your member ID card?
Yep, I have it right here in the FEP Blue app. See?
Great.
It's awesome. The app can also help me find a provider and keep tabs on my deductibles.
Okay, can I...
Oh, yeah, and my out-of-pocket spending and visit limits, and I can call the nurse line.
I'm really glad it does all that, but I only need to see your member ID card.
Oh, that's it? Why didn't you say so?
Fearless is just one tap away. With the new FEP Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you can access your health benefits on the go. Download it now at fepblue.org/app.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily podcast on the Detroit Lions, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, here we go. Let's plate this dish on a Tuesday, August 30th, and a Wednesday, August 31st. Another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. If you haven't subscribed, please do. Tell your friends, tell fellow Lions fans to get on board with Locked On Lions. Matt Derry with you on audioboom.com and on iTunes. And for those of you reading on fanragsports.com and checking us out down below, near the bottom, each and every team that has a site on Fanrag Sports, you get the podcast there. Appreciate it. Thanks to those who have followed us and liked us on LinkedIn as well. Locked On Podcast Network is there on LinkedIn as well. Again, Matt Derry with you. Hope everything is well with you on this Tuesday. A lot going on. Coming up, a key injury that might keep the Lions in some trouble. Number two, a key injury that might be good for the Lions. And DeAndre Levy speaks out to Mike Rothstein at ESPN about Colin Kaepernick. All of that coming up here on Locked On Lions for August the 30th, 2016. Thanks for the tweets as well, and thanks for those of you that have been following us on the Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, and also on the Facebook page, the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook. All right, there's a lot of different places that I want to start today. Number one, we got to begin with the key injury that could help the Lions. Let's try to stay positive to start this podcast today on a Tuesday. And for those of you driving into work on Wednesday morning, thanks for giving us a couple of minutes. All right, so it's been announced by Mike Zimmer, the Vikings head coach, that Teddy Bridgewater, the franchise quarterback in Minnesota for the defending NFC North champions, a team your Honolulu Blue and Silver Gladiators will meet two times this season. It's been announced that Teddy Bridgewater suffered a significant knee injury in practice today in a non-contact drill. It was so bad and so gruesome that according to reports and the rap sheet, Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, that players were throwing up on the sidelines. The Vikings canceled the remainder of practice as Bridgewater was carted off the field, taken to a hospital, and had to be sedated for an MRI. All Mike Zimmer would say is it's a significant knee injury, and for his return this season, quote, it does not look good, end quote. Now, first of all, you never want to see this. No matter how diehard of a Lions fan you are listening, the last thing you want to see is a major player on any team, your own or another, go down with a significant injury. It's sad. And from all accounts, Teddy Bridgewater, now entering his third season in Minnesota, really taking leadership of that team, expected to be improved, a great guy in the locker room, beloved by his teammates, and now it appears Teddy Bridgewater's season is over. A couple of issues when talking about the Lions. Well, number one, they wouldn't have to face a guy that is a dual-threat quarterback. Obviously, he can move around in the pocket. Not a great passer by any stretch of the imagination, but boy, oh boy, when Bridgewater's on the field and you got to worry about him moving the pocket and Adrian Peterson all day running all day, an improved, young, wide receiving core with Stephon Diggs and others, that looked like a team going places. And no offense, Lions fans, the Vikings are a better team than the Lions. And it appeared a superior team than the Lions because here's the other thing. The Vikings' identity is tough defense, run the football, Bridgewater moves the pocket, and Minnesota won the division last season, surprising everybody, even the Green Bay Packers, who struggled and limped down the stretch, including a loss to the Leos at Lambeau Field. What does this mean for the Lions? It's pretty simple. Right now, the Lions are, when they're preparing for the Minnesota Vikings, would be preparing for, gasp, yep, Sean Hill. The former Lion backup quarterback now is going to be taking over in Minnesota, at least for now. Now, I did hear Mike Sullivan on Valenti and Foster today on the ticket talking about it. on my drive home today, saying that, hey, maybe the Vikings now can pursue Colin Kaepernick. If I'm the Niners, I want him shipped out of town anyway. So is there that possibility there that the Vikings now will turn to try to find another quarterback, whether it's Josh McCown, who's kind of, you know, out in Cleveland, just a backup to RG3, a Kaepernick? Would the Vikings call the Broncos about Mark Sanchez now that Denver has handed the reins over to former Northwestern Wildcat Trevor Siemian? And they've got Paxton Lynch on that ball club. We'll see. But the bottom line is, this is a huge loss for the team that is above you in the standings. So if you're the Lions, you've got to take advantage of this. In a big way. This is a major loss to the Vikings. Huge loss. Bridgewater was just starting to come into his own. So this is something to think about if you're a Lions fan for two games against a team now without their starting quarterback. This is just like, knock on wood. Do I have any wood around here? Matthew Stafford getting hurt. The difference is Sean Hill is a better backup than Dan Orlovsky. But if you recall, a couple of years ago, Sean Hill started the season, I think, for the Rams in 2014, and it was a disaster. He's not a starter. So something to think about, certainly, for the Lions as they take on the Vikings. That's number one. Number two, significant injury for the Lions that I think needs to be discussed. And we really haven't touched on much here on Locked On Lions, and that is the injury to Brandon Pettigrew. Today, Butterfingers Pettigrew, I'll take that back. Brandon Pettigrew is announced that he is headed to the physically unable to perform list. All right? That means that Brandon Pettigrew is going to miss the first 6 weeks of the season. So the Lions get down to the mandatory 75 on their roster cuts. Pettigrew goes on PUP, which means 6 weeks without Brandon Pettigrew. Now, I've called him Butterfingers. We make jokes. Ha-ha, former first-round pick. Brandon Pettigrew really has never, you know, come into his own or been a guy that, you know, you can rely on in the passing game. But with that being said, and I'll be totally honest with you, and this is a knee injury Pettigrew's coming back from, Brandon Pettigrew is the best blocker on the team. When Brandon Pettigrew is on the field and the Lions have a tight end out there that can block a defensive end, chip a linebacker, Matthew Stafford has more time and the running game is better. So while, yes, Pettigrew has been known to drop a ball or two, Pettigrew has probably never lived up to the first round hype. Pettigrew was infamous for his drop in Dallas that was, you know, certainly interfered with on a pass interference call that was taken away from the Lions in the playoff game 2 years ago against Dallas. Still, to think about it, not having Brandon Pettigrew out there is a pretty significant loss for the Lions. And now 6 weeks as he's been placed on the PUP list along with Corey Fuller today. So I don't want to say it's insignificant, and I don't want to say it's significant, but it's up there. He's the Lions' primary blocking tight end. And, you know, without him, who's going to block? We know Eric Ebron has struggled in that department. Andrew Corliss is more of a receiving tight end, although he's all right at blocking. And the team got rid of Matthew Mulligan yesterday, and they could sign him again if they needed to, I think after week one or something like that. But it's a big loss. It is significant. I will say it's significant. Brandon Pettigrew is a very good blocker. Very good blocker. So placing him on PUP today and having him miss 6 weeks is not good. Not good. But again, not a surprise. He hasn't practiced at all during training camp. Hasn't been out there with his teammates. So, you know, Brandon Pettigrew, I would put it significant. I really would. He is a good blocker. He is a good blocker. So that's a pretty big move that was made today by the Lions. All right, here's what else I wanted to discuss today, and I'm wondering, and I'd love to get your thoughts, and maybe we'll get some tweets and Facebook messages in tomorrow in response to this. But good on Michael Rothstein of ESPN.com, the Lions Nation writer, for his story that came out about 2 in the morning today. DeAndre Levy supports Colin Kaepernick 100%, wants focus on real issues. if you've been under a rock and haven't realized it, and you can listen to John Lund do Locked On 49ers and played all the Kaepernick audio yesterday. It was very good. But Colin Kaepernick, of course, has decided to protest the national anthem and our flag by sitting during the anthem. And Kaepernick has made huge waves with this. He believes that his people, African-American people, have been oppressed. And so Kaepernick believes that protesting the American flag and sitting during the anthem will hopefully make people aware of what's going on. Kaepernick specifically said he has great respect for those who fight in the military and all that stuff, and a fight for the flag, and sometimes even raise the flag, hold the flag at games, but he feels what they're fighting for is not being held up within the United States. DeAndre Levy, Lions linebacker, who has taken part in many initiatives and has been a guy that has not been afraid of discussing real-world issues, has come forward to back Colin Kaepernick. Levy told Rothstein late Monday night, quote, "It is missing the point. Kaepernick didn't say anything about our troops. He explicitly stated facts of what's happening in the country. People don't want to talk about that, but they want to talk about the response. Even when people talk about rioting and everything that's happening after another black person gets killed, but they don't talk about what led to it, what created this culture, where this is the norm now. So I think people have to direct their attention to the right things, to the reasoning, to the real issues." He went on to say, "There's a lot of stuff happening in the world. You know what I mean. And football can't be the center of your universe. There's a lot happening, and people think that you get to this point and you get money, you get millions, and that you're removed from the oppression." Levy added, "Like, that's one of the responses that I heard from a lot of people saying, like, he's really oppressed, he's a million-dollar quarterback. But your financial place in life doesn't neglect. You can't neglect your people. You know what I mean, question mark? You still have to be connected." If he doesn't say anything, it's like, well, he has a platform and he's not saying anything. If he says something, it's like, oh, this millionaire is saying something, end quote. Number one, I think we're at the point now where I think a lot of people might agree with me on this. If the league's not going to do anything about it in terms of the American flag, and most players and majority of the players are going to stand, can we just stand for the anthem and get to the games? I think DeAndre Levy is a terrific guy, and I think he's a terrific player. But you know what I want to see DeAndre Levy doing on Sunday? Making tackles, running down quarterbacks and ball carriers and wide receivers. If you're a Niners fan, what do you want Colin Kaepernick to do? You want him to entertain you. You want him to win football games for you. Players having a platform is fine. And yes, it is his right to speak his mind and his First Amendment right. But you know what? I've about had enough. I want to talk some football. Don't you? I want to see DeAndre Levy on the field and healthy for the Detroit Lions. If DeAndre Levy wants to, in the offseason or during a bye week, go on a mission somewhere, run a seminar somewhere, go down to oppressed places and help people, I'm all for it. But right now, what I don't want is a distraction. Colin Kaepernick is a gigantic distraction. Heck, earlier today, I think it was Ray Buchanan on from NBC. He said Colin Kaepernick is not really black. And now Sage Steele from ESPN is going off on Buchanan. Colin Kaepernick brings up a lot of good points. Yes, there are a lot of oppressed people out there. Okay, so go help them. But the American flag not standing for the anthem, and now other players getting involved and backing him, and there's a lot of things happening in the world. Absolutely there are. But when you go to a football game and you attend an NFL game or you watch the game on TV, you want to focus on the entertainment value. You want to focus on your team. I just don't think it's time and place right now. Does he have the right to do it? Sure. You know what else goes on? People have the freedom of speech, the First Amendment right, to come up to me on the street and start screaming at me and calling me names. They have the right to do that. Does that make it right, though? To attack me? To attack anybody? Oh, it's a freedom of speech, First Amendment. He can do that. Sure. Does it make it right? You know, Colin Kaepernick wore a t-shirt today that had Fidel Castro on there? Like, how stupid is that? Didn't Fidel Castro oppress his own people? To me, I give Rothstein credit for writing the piece and getting a hold of Levy. I give Levy credit, sure, all right? He has shown a desire to back his African-American mate in the NFL. But I got news for you. We need some forward thinking. We need some planning. Get Roger Goodell involved. Let's do something in the offseason to get African-American players and Hispanic players and whomever involved in some sort of initiative and make it organized. Kaepernick deciding on a whim not to stand, reporters seeing it, people seeing it on social media, boom, now he's being attacked, boom, now he's being questioned, and in San Francisco, are they talking about 49er football? No. Today on this podcast, I'm spending most of my time on a Lions player who wants to back Kaepernick, which is his right, and say, well, people just don't understand. I'm sure you're listening. Some of you are listening right now going, well, Matt Derry doesn't understand. I don't. Fortunately for me, I have never been oppressed. I have not walked in those shoes. I always feel pretty bad and pretty horrible for whether it's young people or friends of mine who are minorities who have been crapped on. It's horrible. And in this country, we still have a huge problem. But I want to talk about football. DeAndre Levy saying, we need to focus on real issues. Hey, fantastic. When are the games starting? When are you going to be on the field? And I'm not trying to be mean or negative or anything else or even blast Levy. I'm not doing that. I just am annoyed by it. I'm just ready for some football. If these guys want to take time on their own time to do other things and help them in the community, go for it. Go for it. We need to focus on the real issues in this country. You're right. We probably do. But if I'm thinking DeAndre Levy, I'm focused on football and what he's going to do for me as a Lions fan. Because that's just how I feel about it. I wanted to dive into that today. I thought it was important. And I thought I want to hat tip Mike Rothstein for getting the Levy quotes. I've just had enough. And this isn't going to go away. There was an Eagles linebacker who said he was going to sit and not stand for the anthem and follow Kaepernick. Now his agent says, no, he'll stand. The great thing about football is getting away from some of these issues. Not ignoring them by any stretch of the imagination. But it's an escape from this. And I hope this doesn't turn into a weekly thing where everybody's asking Levy about this. I think, to me, when I'm thinking DeAndre Levy, I'm thinking a Pro Bowl caliber linebacker and a good guy. But that's where I stand on this. Sure, First Amendment rights. He has the right to do this. He has the right to do that. He's standing up. Jim Harbaugh spoke on it yesterday. He misspoke. Then he had to tweet out what he really felt. Ugh, it's a headache. As a sports fan, I don't want to hear about it. I want Jim Harbaugh telling me who the quarterback is at Michigan. Is it Spade or O'Corn? Not him commenting on his former quarterback in the NFL, who quite honestly, Colin Kaepernick, is a bit of a slappy. I'm sure his teammates are thrilled with this. All right, that's another edition of Locked on Lions. Lions play the Bills Thursday night. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.